There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
It's Friday, December 30th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, Friday's at the day we take one of your questions, and today's question is a good one. It reads, not too long ago, my friend did a study on spiritual warfare and found it very interesting. Since then, she has been extremely fearful of demons. Is that normal? Is that right? Should Christians be in fear of demons? Now, I want to say, just kind of out of the gate, all cards on the table, I know that this is one of those areas when people who aren't too familiar with Christianity start to wonder if we're a bunch of freak shows from the Twilight Zone, all right, talking about demons and weird stuff like that. While it may sound weird and even impractical, the Bible does speak of it. It talks about a spiritual world that is around us that we cannot see. There was a guy back in the mid to late 1800s named Louis Pasteur. He was a French chemist and microbiologist, and he is remembered for his remarkable breakthroughs in the causes and preventions of diseases. His experiments supported the germ theory of disease. Now, what he was saying was basically that there is something that you cannot see that is wreaking havoc on your body, causing all kinds of diseases. Obviously, that was germs. He was saying there is something that you cannot see that is killing you. All right. Now, people of his day thought, man, you're crazy. How can something be so small we can't even see it, but it's actually killing us? Well, he was right. And everyone today knows that germs can cause infection and disease. Now, what the Bible teaches us is that there is a world around us that we cannot see, but is in fact waging war against our soul. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 11, says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Now, I think there's reason to have a healthy fear. Not a paralyzing fear, but a healthy fear. The same way we fear polio. All right, it's defeated, but not extinct. We've got the vaccination so that it won't destroy us, but we don't let our guards down as though it has no power. It's sobering to see how the Bible speaks about the nature and strength and power of the devil's allies. Yet Scripture makes it very clear that the enemy is no match for the Lord, who has, as Colossians 2:15 says, disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Christ. I love how the Apostle John teaches this in 1 John 4, verses 3 through 4. I mean, it's almost like you could kind of read between the lines and see John's thought process here. Like he's saying, man, I love these guys, and I want to teach them about spiritual warfare, and I want to teach them about the Antichrist, but because they need to know these matters, they need to know the truth of these things, but I don't want to scare the mess out of them. Like, I don't want them to be paralyzed with fear. They need to see the power of God who is at work in their hearts and lives. So immediately after I talk about the Antichrist, I'm going to remind them of the truth of the omnipotent God who reigns in us. Look at verse 3, chapter 4, verse 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 says, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. All right. So he teaches about the evil spirits. And then immediately in verse 4, he says, little children, you are from God. He's like don't forget this. You are from God and have overcome them, talking about the evil spirits. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You know why it's a big deal that David beat Goliath? It's because Goliath was huge. He's over 9 feet tall. So when we see how big and strong and mighty and powerful the enemy is, it makes us see just how big and strong and mighty and powerful the champion is. So dear friend, hear these words. Perfect love casts out fear. There's no reason to fear. There's no reason to be scared. You have the antidote. You have the vaccination, and it is the blood of Jesus. He has conquered. He has championed. Don't be flippant towards spiritual warfare. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm. But don't be paralyzed by fear. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. May we fight against the schemes of the devil. May we do so with the power of God. And in so doing, lift high the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and we'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
The shepherd will tend his sheep. Another valley's gonna bloom again. And Jimmy will go to sleep. Just to wait and see. Just to wait and see.